Welcome back to the All Things Croatia podcast, everybody. We've got Tatsu here, and you may know him better as Crow Samurai. You've probably
Hello,
been
everyone.
seeing his videos on what, Instagram. Are you on YouTube too?
No, not yet.
TikTok or just Insta?
Just Instagram at
Just
the moment.
Instagram. Well, if you're on Instagram, you've been seeing his videos, I'm sure. If you follow anything related to Croatia, and he's singing, it's like day one of, what is it, 500 of singing
Yes.
Croatian songs. Well, first of all, welcome to the podcast, I guess.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Stanko.
Yeah, of course, man. And it's been a while actually since I did an episode, so this will be a fun one. And I want to, of course, ask how you sort of got into anything really Croatian, but what day, before we get into that, what day are you on right now of the challenge?
I'm on day not 20. Day 20 will be my next video. I just posted my day 19 one. And then
Wow.
yeah, I'll be I can't release just yet what I'll be doing for day 20, but it'll be another big classic song.
All right, what song did you do for 19? And I'll let you can.
19 I did Sinoć sam polako popio by Željko Bebek.
Željko Bebek, nice. My dad went and dad and sister drove to Phoenix. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm here in LA. They drove to Phoenix because Željko was playing just in this little like cafe thing in Phoenix and did a concert. And so they drove out like 6 hours to go see him. And they said it was pretty cool that he
Oh,
put on a
really?
good show. Yeah. Yeah, he's got some
Oh,
good
that's
songs for
excellent.
sure. But
Oh,
I
he
was.
does.
What so I mean you obviously you love Croatian music, you're a big fan of Croatia. I mean, if you're watching this video, you see he's got the jersey, he's got the beanie, he's got everything. How did you even first of all, are you Croatian?
Oh, yeah, I get asked that question a lot. I've got zero Croatian blood, full Japanese. But how I started was I used to do tennis with my best friend called Tommy Petica, and he introduced me to a few Croatian friends. And I think it was the World Cup 2018. That was the first time when I saw all the Croatia jerseys and the flags in the middle of Zagreb. And that's when I was like, who are these people and what's this country? Because I've never seen a country that was so happy to represent themselves in their jerseys. And they all obviously looked very proud to be Croatian. And that was a sight to never see before. And then after the World Cup, it was just meeting all the different Croatian people and going to the Croatian parties and then getting introduced to the Croatian culture and then just fell in love with it straight away.
Man, that's awesome. So you're playing tennis with your Croatian buddies, and that's,
Yes.
and so you like you've been friends with them for a long time and always knew they were Croatian. And then when you watched the World Cup, you kind of put it together and got more into it, or you met them and
That's
said,
correct.
oh,
I met them. I met them first, and then started getting into the Croatian culture and the country bit by bit.
And so are they born in Croatia and moved to Australia, or are they like first gen?
They're all born here.
Born there in Australia. And so I'm assuming they're pretty, big fans of Croatia, always talking about it and stuff.
Definitely,
Yeah,
definitely. Yep.
that's
Like in
cool.
Australia, you don't see too many countries and cultures that are sort of proud to represent themselves, especially in Sydney. So. It's literally a small minority, and then seeing like such a small community like Croatians, and then being so proud to be, Croatians, there was just nothing better to see than that. And yeah, that eventually just leached onto me, I guess.
Yeah, it is. We love to talk about how it's a small country, especially when we do
Yeah.
well, in the World Cup and stuff. 4 million. It's more
Definitely.
like
Yeah,
3.8
absolutely.
right now. Yeah, and we're definitely proud of, being such a small country, but still being able to produce, athletes and, thinkers and great people. Interesting tennis. We got some good tennis players too. I mean, Cilic just did good.
Absolutely, yeah, Cilic, yeah. I saw that you guys did Cilic recently, so.
Yeah, I had him on the podcast. Well, maybe like 6 months ago. He's a really nice guy, a really good guy. Seems really down to earth. I came back from Croatia a few days ago, and I wanted to, go and play tennis with him over there, but I didn't actually reach out because I didn't want to. I don't know. Who knows if he's even if he was over there, or he's training or playing in another tournament somewhere right now. But
Yeah.
he promised me at some point we'd play, maybe back in my grandparents' village, where
Oh,
he's
really? Oh,
from.
that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, so were you asking your friends to like teach you Croatian or like teach you about the culture and stuff, or were you sort of
Yeah,
looking
like
online?
I still remember in the beginning, trying to learn the language and just bit by bit. And I remember trying to learn the learned the word fala. And in the beginning, I asked my friend how it was spelt, and he goes HVALA. So I pronounced it as Havala. And then he kept telling me, no, it's not Havala, it's Fala. And I couldn't get that F pronunciation. In the beginning, I was so confused. And then, yeah, bit by bit, it was just the pronunciations, confusing the hell out of me. But yeah, after I got over that hump, then it was just learning about the culture and like the kolo dancing and the rakia, obviously. And yeah, bit by bit.
Well, so are you like hanging out in the Croatian community over there? There's a big, you're in Sydney, right? There's a big Croatian community
I'm
over
in Sydney,
there.
yeah, very big, yeah. So
Are
I've
you,
been with these guys probably for about probably 7, 8 years now.
are you going to like any, do they have like a, you know, Croatian picnic or something over there that you ever go to? Or like the, I know, I'm sure they've got Croatian churches.
Yeah, they do the Croatian, family gatherings. I've been to those, and I've been to Croatian weddings, and I've been to the Croatian soccer tourney in Australia as well.
Oh
See, I've been
man.
all around the Croatian people and the Croatian culture over the last couple of years. And yeah, to say the least, I think I'm blessed to be around these kind of people.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I mean, I want to ask about learning Croatian because I started learning maybe like 4-ish years ago. I actually moved out to Zagreb so I could learn it. I did a program out there. But it's a tough, as a native English speaker, as someone who only speaks English, it's a really tough language to learn. And I read somewhere that or I saw in the interview you did that you're also fluent in Japanese, right? And so I wonder, like comparing and contrast, well, I was gonna ask you to compare and contrast, but were you like, was Japanese your first language, or like, did you learn that as a young kid, or did you have to actually like study that to learn that?
Yeah, Japanese was my first language, and then eventually it was English not too long after that. And Japanese, even for me as a native, I still had to study outside of school, go to Saturday school, and practice Japanese every single week just to learn the language. But yeah, with Croatian, eventually I like to become fluent, but just the grammar difficulties, I'm finding a lot of struggle. So, and
Yeah,
just
that's.
finding that, yeah, finding the right mentor to actually be able to speak the language and, understand what I'm actually saying, not just learning the language and using it in my head. I'd actually like to use the language and speak to other people in Croatian, so.
Yeah, that's the best part, you know, once of learning a language is being able to communicate with other people like that. But yeah, it's
Yeah,
hard
for
for me.
sure.
I'm sure Japanese, they say, is hard for English speakers to learn as well. But like for me, here we learn Spanish, you know, in school. And like compared to Spanish, Croatian is super hard. Spanish is really easy, but I mean, for you, I wonder, is it like tricky? I mean, all the Slavic languages, they're tough because you don't think like in the same way in English, you know, and then you have to change the end of a word in Croatian, even though in English you would say in the beginning, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe I guess in that sense you can say the Croatian it is a bit hard, but for me personally, I find like the pronunciations and the accents, it's a lot easier for me to learn and understand compared to Spanish for some reason.
That's fair,
But yeah,
yeah.
definitely the grammar point, it is very difficult to get my head around, as I think Spanish and English, it's very similar. You can just put the words as it is and form a sentence. But yeah, Croatia, like you mentioned, you have to sort of change the words around, et cetera. And Japanese, it's very similar in that sense as well, which is why I found some similarities. And yeah,
That
even
makes
the
sense.
pronunciation, it's yeah, fairly similar to Japanese.
And how did you start like learning Croatian? Are you just asking from your friends and they're teaching you, or were you doing like something
Just
online?
started from the friends, and then started listening to the music, and then just translating word by word, and then yeah, just learning word by word from all these friends, just everyone coming up to me and teaching me new Croatian words.
Are people excited, you know, when they see you, or they see how
Oh,
excited you are
definitely,
about
yeah. These
Croatia?
Croatian people, they're so passionate. Like they see like a Malokinezi like speaking Croatian, and they just all get so passionate. They're coming up to me and teaching me Croatian music, and teaching me new Croatian words or teaching me about Croatian history.
Yeah, it's so awesome to see someone who's, you know, not a part of your culture being a part of your culture, you know, or
Yeah,
someone that you're not
definitely.
used to seeing. That's awesome. Now you mentioned the music, and you know, obviously you've got the Instagram. Is what it's called, Crow Samurai, right? At Crow Samurai,
Crow Samurai, yeah.
to give a shout out there. And so tell us about how you came up with that, what it is, and sort of how you even thought to do that.
So a couple of years ago, I actually had another Instagram account called Mr. Hrvatska, and that was a very similar account where I was just singing for fun and posting for fun as well. But that account, I never really took it seriously. And then maybe sometime this year, I just got to a point where I said, look, I want to try and maybe do it again, Mr. Hrvatska, as I had a couple of people asking me on that account saying to bring the account back and maybe start singing Croatian songs again. So I thought maybe this year I'll just give it my all, see how it goes. And then yeah, from the first video, surprisingly it hit 700,000 views, which was very unexpected. So
Yeah,
from there,
that's
I just ended up
crazy.
continuing. Yeah, it was really crazy.
On the first video too. Yeah, you have to continue after that, you know.
I mean, I had to continue. Yeah, I mean, if the first video, like I was honestly expecting like 5,000 views, and if it got 5,000, I was just happy to take it easy, and then maybe day two whenever I felt like it. But yeah, started getting to like 250,000, and got to like 300,000. I was like, oh, this is getting a bit too crazy. And then I had all these people started reaching out to me, and it just got too crazy. And then I think the second video got like over 500,000 views as well. So it's just been unreal.
That's awesome. Yeah, and you're about to be on day 20, video 20 of that. So looking forward to see what that's going to be. I'm sure you've been getting a
Yeah.
lot of requests, people requesting their favorite song for you to sing.
Definitely, yeah. Like it was just my way to show my passion for Croatian music, like something in a way to give back to the Croatian community and maybe show the world of what the Croatian music is like, because I feel like if a non-Croatian person can find all this joy and passion in Croatian music, I feel like the rest of the world can somehow get influenced as well. So hopefully I can spread the Croatian music and the positivity of the Croatian music to the rest of the world, and hopefully get other people leached on as well onto Croatian music, because honestly I think there's nothing better than listening to Croatian music.
Oh man, yeah, that's an awesome goal. I respect that, and that's, I mean, I'd love to help as much as I can in that. I love Croatian music as well. What are some of your favorite songs to listen to?
Večeras je naša festa,
Classic.
Cesarica, Dajem ti rič. There's too many, and then you've got like the Gruše nowadays and all the fast ones. So
Yeah, you're listening to
it
Gruše?
just doesn't stop. Oh yeah, duh. I listen to everything.
They, I only know that one. What's the Konobar? Is
Yes. Yep.
that man? That's hilarious. I did not expect you to say. You're saying, talking about Oliver and all these Dalmatian
Oh, like
songs.
I listen to everything. Yeah, like all artists like Severina, Colonia, everything. Mate Bulic, Oliver Thompson,
Yeah, of
and then yeah,
course.
Gruše
That's awesome, man. I was just in or no, not I was just in. This was maybe like 2 years ago, and I was in Zagreb, and they had like their Zagreb beer festival in the summer that they have every year, which is really cool. And that's one thing I like about Zagreb is they're always like having an event outside that people go to, and they just hang out, drink or whatever. And they had I think it was an AC/DC tribute band that was going to play and a couple of like Croatian bands. And so I went for that, but before them Grše was playing. And they wouldn't even let us into the park because it was filled with all these mostly like high school students because they love Grše over there. And so they were like at capacity and they wouldn't even let us in until they finished. And then Grše finished and all these guys just walk out and they don't even want to stay for the other one. So they've got some a lot of fans out there.
Yeah, I think that music scenes are definitely changing over there. It's becoming like a lot more, dance and EDM focused, which is good.
That's true, yeah. I mean, myself, I'm like a big rock and roll guy, and I think that's one of the reasons as well why I like a lot of Croatian music, because it is like a lot of like 80s, sounding
It is,
70s,
yes.
80s,
Yeah.
which I like. And I love that everyone is singing. I mean, you go anywhere in Croatia, and I'm sure you're seeing it in the Croatian community over there. You put on the song and everyone's singing, at a
Oh,
concert,
yeah,
everyone knows all the
100%.
songs.
That's the best. Yeah, you go to like a party, and then certain songs come on, and everyone just gets off their seats and they start singing. It's crazy.
It
Like
is.
you don't see anything else like it, especially for me coming from a Japanese country and culture. We don't really get together and all like sing together in a song. But Croatians, like no matter what the song is, like no matter what's in their hand, like even if you've got a rakija or a cigarette in their hand, they'll go out there to the middle of the grass and they'll start singing.
That's true, man. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, so you haven't been yet to Croatia, right?
No, never. Yeah, maybe sometime this year or next year, I'd hopefully like to go there. Travel for about 2 weeks, just see the country, and then yeah, hopefully do like a Croatia tour maybe.
How long is the flight for you?
Eventually. For me, it's about, I think, just under 25 hours, I believe.
Oof. Jeez.
It's pretty far.
That's crazy. That's crazy that there's so many Australian, Croatian immigrants there in Australia and they, fly out. Jeez,
Yeah,
25
for
hours is
sure.
nuts.
I think there's about, I think, 400,000 in Australia, I believe.
That's crazy. That's a lot. How many, what's the population of Australia?
It's 23 million, I think.
23. Wow, yeah, it's a pretty big, sizable population then of Croatian people for sure. Yeah, they're crazy out there. That's from just from what I've seen on, videos and stuff. They're even here in the US, we're not as I don't know, there's not as many of us, I feel like, in the same area as there is in Australia. At least in LA. I know there's some, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, they got big, centered populations of Croatians there. But in LA, it's kind of everyone's just kind of spread out a little bit more, But
You
we've
guys
got
have
our
Croatian clubs in LA as well, or?
Yeah, we've got like two sort of separate areas. There's one area called San Pedro, and that's kind of all the Dalmatinci move there because it's right by the coast. It's funny how they kind of stayed the same way in Croatia as, over here. And then more inland in like the downtown, we have our other Croatian church, and that's where most of the Herzegovci live and go to. So yeah, it's kind of funny how they still kind of
Interesting, yeah.
stayed geographically. But yeah, we've got a pretty decent.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Population out here, but just LA is so big, that everyone is so spread out just as far as like where they live and stuff. But Sydney, I imagine, is it kind of the same for you guys, or do you feel like a lot of people are sort of like concentrated in a small area or what?
Over here, I think a lot of people are more concentrated on the smaller areas and a bit more inland compared to living by the water. As living by the water, it's fairly expensive in Sydney, so it's very, very ridiculous.
Yeah, I can imagine. Are you mentioned, tennis. Are you following like any other Croatian sports? I'm sure soccer. You mentioned 2018, the World Cup.
Soccer and a bit of the basketball as well.
Yeah, well, here in LA, we've got Ivica Zubac on the Clippers, and he's, man, he had a great season, best season he's had so far. He's
He had a really good season. I think Bojanović just retired also,
I
I
saw
believe.
that, yeah. Man, he was such a good player for so long for us, and
He was a great 3-point shooter.
yeah, I really hope some of the young guys are gonna have to step it up. And there's some good young guys. There's Karlo Matković. I don't know if you heard of him. He's on New Orleans, I believe. It was his rookie year this past year, and he started balling out as they started giving him more minutes, like midway through the season. So I think we've got a bright future because, I mean, back in the 90s, they were such a great team, Croatia, and so many good Croatian basketball players. And then lately, like last, I don't even know how many years, but in recent years, their national team, it's kind of, they haven't had as much success, even though they're still producing some really good players, So I'm hoping the national team can start to pick it up soon, and some of the young guys, start to produce. Are you
Well, I think, yeah,
playing?
you Croatians will manage to find a way.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm
No
sure you
matter what sport
played.
it is, you guys always find a way, so.
What I'm sure, I mean, you mentioned you've been to a bunch of family, parties and Croatian, gatherings and stuff. What kind of food are you enjoying over there? Croatian food.
Croatian food, a la sarma, I'd have to say.
Really interesting.
Sarma and ćevape, I love it.
Of course, yeah. I was expecting you to say ćevapi for sure. Yeah, sarma,
can't go wrong with ćevape.
That's a good like winter dish. I feel like they don't have it too much when it's hot out. That's a, they won't have that when
Not too
it's
much in
hot,
the
but
summer,
then they'll still have like soup for dinner when it's hot. Is that's like the thing that I don't, as like an American, I'm born and raised in the US, that's still something I can't really get used to. Just when my baba has, a hot soup, and it's July, which is summer for us over here, 100 degrees out, and 35 Celsius or whatever, and then it's soup, a hot soup for dinner. I'm like, what? Oh
Astana
man.
was interesting because as a Japanese, when I heard there was a Croatian meal with rice in it, I was like, I have to try it. So I tried Astana, and I can't explain the flavor. It was just this explosiveness of like flavor in my mouth. It was just something I've never experienced before. And the fact that rice was in there, oh, I just fell in love with it straight away.
That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't put that together about rice. That yeah, I'm sure it's a different flavor than, Japanese rice dishes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Huh. What about like
Yeah.
other, what about like seafood dishes? I don't know if you've had any like the black risotto or anything.
Seafood dishes, no, not yet.
That'd be interesting
Man,
to
yeah,
compare
maybe
because
just
I
the
know, you know,
vessel.
Japan has a lot of good seafood. Have you been over there to Japan?
Japan, yes, I've been there over 10 times.
Oh,
So
wow.
yeah, looking to do something different for once, hence why I want to go to Croatia.
Yeah.
Every year, every 2 years, I would go to Japan for a holiday. And during the summer holidays, I've got all my Croatian people going to Croatia. But during the winter period, that's when I would go to Japan. So
Okay, that
yeah,
makes sense.
definitely next
Yeah,
year, yeah.
man. Next year
Summer, I'd love to go to Croatia.
you gotta make it out there next year. Yeah, I'm
Yeah,
sure
no,
people, I'm
definitely.
sure
Yeah,
you're gonna get recognized on the street.
I'm gonna make it my goal.
Yeah, that'd be
Hopefully, I'd
awesome.
love to go to the World Cup. Hopefully.
Yeah, that'll be cool. They're gonna have some here in LA, so I'll be able, hopefully
Oh,
Croatia.
really? Yeah, you must be looking forward to it, right in your home
Yeah.
country. So.
Yeah, we've got the Olympics and the World Cup coming here to LA, so I'm hoping for a lot of Croatian, events and stuff. But for the World Cup, they don't know yet, in what city they're gonna be playing, but hopefully they will come to LA so I can see them. But yeah, I mean the Croatian soccer team, they're looking really good. There was a period there that it looked like they were slowing down, but now the young guys are stepping up.
Yeah, they're starting to pick up.
Perisic, not so young guys, been killing it lately. Yeah, they've got some. I'm really excited for what's to come from them. And I know everyone, with Modric sort of nearing retirement and the other guys getting old, kind of seemed like the golden years were gonna end. But I think we're still in a really good spot right now.
Yeah, I think it's great because, well, I mean, now that Modric is departing, I think, other players should definitely step it up now in honor of him. And obviously, Croatia, you can never count them down. So we'll see what they can do in the World Cup.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we're coming down here to the end of the podcast. I want to thank you for coming on here. You plugged your Instagram at Crow Samurai. Everyone check that out if you haven't yet. Anything else, that you sort of want to say or, talk about?
No, like for me personally, like what made you start the podcast as well?
That's a good question.
I believe you're probably only the few, podcast channels in America, I believe.
Yeah, there's not too many. There's one in New York that there's a couple around the world. There's a couple that do it in Croatian too, or like the radio programs, that the one that you were on a part of. What was that one called? We can shout that one out as well.
Hrvati Zajedno.
Okay, that's over there in Sydney, right? Okay, yeah.
And
And then
yeah,
yeah, there's a
there's another one
couple.
called, I think, Pods Room TV. But yeah, they're
Okay.
based in Melbourne, Australia as well.
Okay, good. Yeah, there's. When I started, this was like 4-ish, 4 or 5, 4 and a half, 4 years ago, maybe. And yeah, there was like what wasn't much out there, or at least stuff that I could find. I'm sure there was some local, like radio stations, but just nothing that would pop up, online for me that was like easily clickable and stuff, and in English because I didn't know any Croatian back then. And then I moved out to Croatia. I was doing this language program to learn it, and I was working with a magazine called Croatia Week. And they put out a lot of good stuff. All it's in English, but it's news about Croatia. And I was working with the guy Paul, great guy, and helped write some articles and stuff. And got to a point where I was like, what else, can I do to like be more involved in Croatian culture and kind of spread and share what I'm doing over here, to people back home or other people in the diaspora who don't speak Croatian. And so that's kind of when I got the idea for the podcast and I started it. I got some cool interviews sort of right off the bat. Who were some of the early ones? I had like Dino Raja, who's, a great basketball, Andrew Bogut, also, which a lot of
Yeah, I
people
remember
don't
you. Yeah, I saw
know.
you did that. Yeah, Bogut. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's Australian too, I'm sure.
Australian. Yeah, Australian player. Yeah.
Yeah, he seemed like a really cool guy, and I felt like a lot of people didn't even know, that he was Croatian, because I mean, he was born in Australia,
Yeah.
but he's also very proud Croatian roots. His parents from there. He's been back there. I think
Definitely.
he was telling me he was did he have a house, or he was planning on buying a house somewhere out by the coast. So yeah, so I wanted to just interview both people who are, in living in Croatia and everyone knows, or people that maybe they don't know, have Croatian roots and are doing pretty cool things around the world. And that's sort of how I got that idea and started that.
And I mean, yeah, you also did, I think, Caitlin Clark.
No, so that you're talking about the Instagram video? No, that one was on Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce's podcast, the two, football player, American football players. And someone messaged me like the day that that came out saying, "Hey, like Caitlin Clark was just talking about Croatia, like you got to check this out." And so I found, so she was on their podcast, and I found that, and I clipped it, and I posted it, and then I tagged her in it, and I said, comment, let's try and get her on the All Things Croatia podcast or whatever, because it was actually the Kelce brothers in that one talked about how they were Croatian, that they found out they're Croatian, that but like great grandparents or something. So yeah, I was trying to get them on by releasing that clip, but it's hard to reach out on Instagram to these famous people who get, thousands of messages. And but yeah, that was a cool, and that one blew up, because Caitlin Clark, and especially at that point, she was like huge and still is. And so yeah, everyone to see that was like, whoa, that's awesome.
So what, she's got Croatian roots as well.
No, she does not, but she was saying that her college team, her senior year, went and played like a tournament in Croatia and Italy and a couple other countries, and there she said that Croatia was her favorite place that they got to see as part of that. And she was, saying nothing but good things about the food there and the people. And so yeah, people really love to see, that Croatia was in the spotlight with this famous person who has no idea, about Croatia or anything, and then goes there and it just falls in love with it.
It's funny because I think I saw your recent interview in America, where you interviewed people in America asking them if they know Croatia, and a lot of people didn't know, what Croatia was. So, for someone from America, especially to go there and actually love the country, that must be a good feeling for you guys.
Definitely, yeah, and I know that's the stereotype about Americans, but it really, if I mean, from doing those interviews, it's true. I mean, I brought out a huge map. I don't know if you saw that video, and I asked people to like point, I said, point on this map or draw with a little Sharpie, where's Croatia? And they're looking at it, and a lot of people just have no idea. Most people would put it somewhere around Europe. Some people were thinking Asian, Croatia, Asia. But one girl just put it like in South Africa. And she's like, oh, maybe right here. It's like not pretty far away from there. But it's just crazy that some people like ne probably never even have heard of Croatia. Like if you just said the word Croatia to them, they wouldn't automatically think like, oh, a country. Like they would just say, what? Maybe it's like a country or something. That's kind of we are our geography knowledge over here is not the best.
Well, I mean, even some people back home in Japan, I've asked a few people actually, like if they know where Croatia is or if they know what Croatia is, and a lot of people said they didn't know. So, for me, if I can somehow get myself into the Japanese market as well and promote Croatia to the Japanese market, I mean, yeah, that would be a good goal to have as well.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I know we played them. What was this last World Cup,
Exactly right.
2022?
Last World Cup.
Yeah, that was cool. And now I remember there was a big story that at the end, even after the loss, like all the Japanese fans were cleaning up and they picked up all their trash, and like that was cool to see that, how just polite and respectful, cleaning up, which is just something you take for
That
granted, I
was just
guess.
insane because I think that happened on my birthday, or that happened on the day after my birthday. So all the Croatians here were like to me, "Oh, this is the best birthday gift you're ever going to get." It was Croatia versus Japan in the first round of the World Cup, so
Yeah. Oh man, that's
really good to
awesome.
see.
Well, Tatsu, that's all the time we have for today. This has been a super fun episode. It's been awesome getting to know you. I'm excited to see, what's going to become of the account in the probably short term, next couple of weeks. I'm sure it's going to just keep going. You're at 20 something thousand followers right now. It's cool to see how people around the world are reacting to you, and they're excited. And I'm going to give you a last question, which I give to everyone, but it's, what's your favorite thing about Croatia or Croatian people, or anything Croatian related.
Oh, that was good. I thought you were going to ask me if I like Dinamo Split.
No, I have a feeling that I already know the
Well, what I like about Croatians, it's probably the it well like first of all, about with the Croatians is how they welcomed me with open arms for an outsider like me. They opened me with welcomed me with open arms, sorry. And after that, it's probably just the family first culture. No matter what it is, being around these people, they influenced me to become a family first person. Now, this might be weird to say, but in the Japanese culture, we tend to look at work first and then family comes second. But with the Croatian culture, it was no matter what it is, what the situation is, it's always family first and then everything else comes second. So for these people, when I was always around them and they were always talking about their family, they were always talking about introducing their brothers or cousins to me, that influenced me a lot into becoming a family first person. So that was probably the biggest, biggest like inspiring thing for me about the Croatians. It's just the family first culture and probably the singing culture as well, how everyone gets together in at parties and fiesta, everyone gets together and just sings. That was probably my favorite part.
Awesome. A great answer. Yeah, I would say those are probably my favorite things too about, Croatian culture. And yeah, I was just telling someone, I think yesterday, about like how when you ask, like here in the US, you'll ask someone if you meet someone for the first time, like probably the first one of the first questions is like, what do you do? And then, they start talking about your job. But like Croatians, I feel like that doesn't come up right away. And when you ask about someone, it's not just, here's what I
100%, yeah,
do for work.
100%, yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
definitely, definitely. I said on the radio last time, but my best friend Tommy, when he introduced me to the first couple of people, it was I remember the names clearly. It was Ante, another Ante, Mark, Marco, and then that was the first four or five people maybe. And then after that, I met a couple of maybe 10 more Antes, 10 more Josips, 10 more Marcos, 10 more Lucas. And then they all come to me and they want to introduce their cousins to me. And then their cousins and brother's name is also Ante, Luka, or Josip, or Marko. So I had a big trouble in the beginning trying to learn these names. It was so difficult.
Oh man, I still have that. I've got so much family that you say the first name and it could be, five different people on both
Exactly
sides
right.
of
Yeah, 100%.
the
Yeah.
Yeah,
And they were
Croatians
just
are not
coming to me, you
very
know. They're like, well, me, my family, me, my mom, me, my dad, me, my brother, me, my cousin. And it was just so welcoming and, warming as well. So that was just something I've never experienced before in my life. So hence why I think it leached onto me quite early.
I love that. That's a great answer. Well, Tatsu, Crow Samurai, thank you, so much for coming out here. All Things Croatia podcast. It's been a great episode to, have you on and see what you know about Croatian culture and see how excited you are to share that, with everyone else. So, on behalf of everyone, I want to say thank you, and it's really cool what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you from myself as well, Stanko. It's actually a full circle moment. I think I actually asked you 3 years ago on my Mr. Hrvatska account if I can come on your podcast maybe in a couple of years once I have a few more followers, and
No
the
way,
opportunity
really?
eventually came there. Yeah. If you have a look on the messages, I actually sent you a message a couple of years ago when I had my Mr. Hrvatska account, and I think back then you were still climbing as well, and I was able to finally come on your podcast. So I
Wow, I'm gonna have
appreciate
to
it as
scroll
well.
up and look at that. Yeah, that's awesome. Full circle.
Full circle moment.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on the All Things Croatia
I appreciate it,
podcast.
Stanko. Dragomir.
Hey, have a good one. Ja, vidimo se.
You too, Stanko. Vidimo se. Čuvaj se.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.